The first candidate for Bloomington mayor has emerged. Since Mayor Terry Renner announced he will not seek a third term, Michael Straza was planning to run for city council in Ward 5 next spring. Now he's running for mayor. The entrepreneur and business consultant tells Ryan Denham how his plans changed.
I've been in this community for at least 37 years. I love this community. I've been part of it, and I've always wanted to be more and more involved with the city. And as I announced, about 4 weeks ago about being in Ward 5, I was, want to concentrate on that. But then when this opportunity came up, it was always a plan of mine to run for mayor. And when I, realized that Mayor Renner was not seeking another term, I felt this was a great time to share my vision and lead in the way of being mayor. So, and also, like I said, talking to people currently in the community, a lot of the values and things people were sharing were similar to what I was trying to enact.
So I know you've been talking to voters in the ward you were going to run in, but now that you're running for mayor citywide, what are going to be the issues that you push to the forefront of your campaign, and is it going to be any different?
Well, yeah, it's different, but it's not different. Again, it's the whole community. It's all parts of the community. We're a very diverse community, and that's one of the things too, is knowing that we are a very diverse community. And as a mayor, you have to look at that in the vision for the community is what is good for the whole of the community. And that's what I'm looking at is, infrastructure is always a key thing. We need to invest in our infrastructure. There's some things that need to continue to improve, and they are doing it. City Manager Tim Gleason's done a great job. We just got to keep on improving on that. And so I want to work on that. I want to work on just building through this COVID-19. My strength, one of my strengths is working with people, developing business, developing an economic plan to, get us back on our feet through this COVID thing, because it's really put a hurt on a lot of industries, especially the service industry. So that is, lends to my expertise is basically bringing people together and bringing the vision, making the vision happen.
Can you expand on your economic plan? I mean, the federal government has a role in COVID recovery. State government has a role. What is the city government's role?
Well, I think it's several things that for city government we have to look at is, what is our current role? One is to support businesses. I mean, you did some of that with the downtown area by having open air places for people to eat and be able to be around in a safe way. We need to continue to look at that and look at the unique ways outside of the box we've always looked at is how do we help individuals, from funding to finding the funding to figuring out ways to loans, grants, things like that. And then just looking at overall sitting down and listening to the owners and saying, what is it you need? What is something that we can help you with and see if it's possible? If it's not steady, somebody in our community can. We just have to make sure that I think the communication, we just got to continue to improve that in communication with people in our community to make sure they have all the resources possible.
So if you win, would this be the first time you've held elective office?
Elected office? No, I have not. I have been on committees. I have, I'm on the Zoning Board of Appeals. I have gone on different trips to D.C. to be involved in things there. I have worked, just been involved in the business structure. I did different things, getting involved, learning as much as possible at the city. I think with the background I have and the people I've met and listened to over the years, I feel like I'm qualified, even though I have not had an elected position.
So not having that experience as an elected official or, even on the Bloomington City Council, what's going to be your approach to building good working relationships with the other council members if you're elected mayor?
A lot of it is you have to sit and listen. The biggest thing is sitting down with each council person and listening and hearing from their point, from what their ward, from their experiences, from their background, what is it, is the need, making sure I understand their needs and sitting down and saying, this is, here's the agenda for the coming years or the coming months or coming, whatever, as we are looking at this, it's more of a listen and then work together on a solution.
What are some things that the city is not doing right now that you'd like to see it do? In other words, where is there going to be contrast between you, if you're elected, and your predecessor, Mayor Renner?
A lot of it is just a different approach, a different look at things. Mayor Renner has been, you know, he's done a great job on things in our community. We're just, it'll be a different approach. It's just a different leadership approach, different backgrounds. He comes from an educational background and has served well, but I'm coming from more of a business background. And just some of the other things I've been involved in is, I think it's a different approach.
You were the founding treasurer of an organization called the Responsible Cities Political Action Committee. When that PAC was formed earlier this year, my sense was that it was very much focused on finding candidates who were going to be very collaborative if they were elected to local government roles. You know, not pushed or pulled to the extremes, very much not ideological, more pragmatic. What should we read into your involvement with the Responsible Cities PAC at that early stage and what that means for what kind of mayor you would be?
I think a lot of that you'd have to speak to that PAC itself. I was really the treasurer to oversee that part, and it was really for me, in my ideal, what I was looking for is it was more of finding candidates. Well, my part was, keeping track of the money. But really, it was my understanding was is finding just good candidates to want to run. I mean, in this day and age of how politics has been done and played out in the media and in people's social media, has been very difficult. So it's hard to find people that are willing to take that chance, that are very qualified to run for office. And I think it was just more of my understanding was it was a place to find people to be interested in running for town council, city council, whatever. That's what it was for. It was not, there was no hidden, to me, my understanding was never no hidden agenda or hidden thing into it. It was more of how we find great candidates to come out and be willing to do this community, help with this community and moving forward.
How do you plan to win? If there are candidates to your left or to your right on the political spectrum, is there room for someone like you? And how are you going to get your message across?
That's, again, people have to get to know who I am. And I think there's a good group of people that know who I am and what I stand for, and that I'm willing, they've seen me in when I've worked with people, I will work with people. That is my biggest thing. It doesn't come down to, well, this person's this or this. It's like, no, I'm here to work for the people of City of Bloomington. And you have to figure out how to do that. And I think that's where I'm going to show that what I stand for, what I'm willing to do, where the vision is to continue to improve and move us forward, for not just for one group, but for all groups. And that is my plan, and I think I will show a strong way of showing that, and people will like that.
That's Bloomington mayoral candidate Michael Straza speaking with Ryan Denham. Get more from this interview at WGLT.org.